The National Hockey League Championship will be decided tonight in Denver when the Colorado Avalanche meets the New Jersey Devils in the seventh game of the Stanley Cup Finals. Now, Denver is almost 2,000 miles from Boston, but Boston hockey fans don't feel left out. That's because of one player on the Colorado Avalanche, a 40-year-old defenseman named Ray Bourque. Alex Ashlock of member station WBUR explains.
For Boston Bruins fans, Ray Bourque was just about their only hope for a Stanley Cup championship. But last season, after more than 20 years in Boston, Bourque asked to be traded from the hapless Bruins to a contending team. The Bruins granted his wish, dealing him to the Colorado Avalanche. You might think that many Bruins fans would share John Barry's opinion about Bourque's decision.
I believe, like Dan Marino, do you retire with your team that you came with? You know what I'm saying? Ray Bourque went trying to go the easy way out, and sometimes the easy way out ain't the way. So I wouldn't be disappointed, but in the same sense, I don't feel he deserves it.
But in fact, most sports fans we caught up with outside Fenway Park, where the first place Red Sox are playing the Philadelphia Phillies this weekend, are like Rob Pacifico.
I'm 27. As long as I've been a hockey fan, I remember watching Ray Bourque. So it would be. There'd be some justice for the city who hasn't got it lately.
Bourque's quest for the Cup has been front page news in Boston. A story in the Boston Globe this week went as far as to compare it to the struggle of the aging fisherman fighting both fish and honor in Hemingway's Old Man and the Sea. This may be the last time Bourque laces up the skates in the NHL. He's playing in his 22nd season, and there's talk that win or lose, his Hall of Fame career is over, and he'll retire and come back to Boston. That would suit Bruins fan Ron Fernandez just fine.
He's more than the Bruins. You know, he's part of the community. Guys like Bourque are once in a generation, maybe. It'll be great if he can do it, and I think a lot of people are rooting for him. I just like to see him skate around the ice. I think that'd be a great sight.
Of course, everyone has been fantasizing about what will happen on the ice in Denver tonight. Here's Bruins fan Joe Rutledge.
I think it's going to go into overtime. I think Bourque's going to assist on the winning goal, and I think he's going to bring it to a local watering hole in Boston. Have a lot of fun.
That's a dream everyone who has played sports has had. But fantasy and superstition are always a part of the games we play. And even numerology could play a role in this one. It's Game 7. Ray Bourque wore number 7 early in his Bruins career, and his teams are 7-1 in Game 7s. Bourque's not tempting fate, but he has to like those odds. For NPR News, I'm Alex Ashlock in Boston.